Welcome to Concafe for the second day of May, year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Dario Verde. So glad you could join us. We're looking at the psalm for this coming Sunday. It's Psalm 98 from the Surprise, Surprise, the Message version of the Bible. And the devotional is called Sing a New Song. Sing a New Song. Just saying, it makes me chuckle because sometimes we're very reluctant to learn new songs, especially in church. But we'll get to that in a minute. But you're ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 1. Sing to God a brand new song. He's made a world of wonders. He rolled up his sleeves. He set things right. God made history with salvation. He showed the world what he could do. He remembered to love us. A bonus to his dear family, Israel, indefatigable love, which means untiring love. It's better to say, when you write it that way, Eugene. The whole earth comes to attention. Look, God's work of salvation. Shout your praises to God, everybody. Let loose and sing. Strike up the band. Round up an orchestra to play for God. Add on a 100-voice choir. Feature trumpets and big trombones. Fill the air with praises to King God. Let the sea and its fish give a round of applause, with everything living on earth joining in. Let ocean breakers call out encore, and mountains harmonize the finale. A tribute to God when he comes. When he comes to set the earth right, he'll straighten out the whole world. He'll put the world right and everyone in it. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. And we say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, I chuckled there at the beginning because I love music. And I can't help but memorize lyrics of many songs. Songs I heard a long time ago. I remember them. And you do too. It was funny, I was working today doing some school enrollments in my insurance business. This lady came in kind of sad, and she sat next to the person enrolling next to me. And I couldn't help but overhear that she was going to Indiana. And I said, without provocation, I said, oh, so you believe the lines of the old song? And she said, what song? I said, Indiana Wants Me. She said, never heard of it. And having a computer open and YouTube having every recorded piece of music in the world, I looked it up. And when she finished enrolling, I played the song. I said, here's that song, Indiana Wants Me, Lord, I can't go back there. But anyway, I've seen you at the traffic lights, singing at the top of your lungs those songs you know by heart. Don't deny it. And even if you don't know the song by heart, I've seen you sing and then, the words you don't know. How many hymns have you memorized? And which is the newest hymn you sing from that 1995 hymnal your church uses? If you're lucky, it might be even older than that. And if you go to a contemporary service, which songs have you memorized that are not from 2020 on, that are from 2020 on? And we're not talking Kumbaya or If You're Saved and You Know It, Clap Your Hands. I couldn't help but think, looking at what this psalm says, of my favorite lyrics from a country song by Mr. Pat Green. He writes, nothing short of the gospel hymns. I guess that's why folks keep writing them. When I die, I want to go there too. Someday I hope to walk along Heaven's Street. I'll still be looking for my taco meat. And I swear, I hear a steel guitar rising in the air. Something about the hopefulness of walking Heaven Street, number one, that I made it. And number two, that I can look for taco meat. Oh, that just speaks to mi corazón, to my heart. What the psalmist is saying, friends, is that God is so marvelous and wonderful. And the things he has done for us deserves a new song, not a stale old one that nobody knows, but a new song from our hearts that tell God just how much we love and appreciate him. The world in which we live is filled with wonders. You got to stop and just notice. So sing a song about that. God's at work on our behalf, and our joy should motivate us to write a praiseworthy song. Speaking of some of those wonderful and most beloved hymns that were written by a lady by the name of Fanny Price, believe that was so I say. She was blind, and yet her songs reflected a vision of the wonders of God that you and I should be writing as we reflect on how wonderful God is. God's at work on our behalf, and our joy should motivate us to write a praiseworthy song. God has given us the gift of salvation, and it's a history-making event. The world is indeed impressed, and so should we be. Now, the psalmist celebrates God's mighty acts of salvation throughout history, from the deliverance of Israel to the redemption offered to all humanity to Jesus Christ. God has continually demonstrated his power and God's faithfulness. His salvation is not a one-time event, but an ongoing work that invites us to join in the song of thanksgiving and praise. As we reflect on God's saving work, we are reminded of his steadfast love for his people. God's love knows no bounds, reaching out to embrace us in our brokenness and offering to us the gift of reconciliation. His love is not contingent on our merit, but flows freely as a gracious gift to his beloved children. The psalmist is calling to all creation, that means you and me, to join in the chorus of praise. From the sea and its creatures to the mountains and the land, everything in the natural world resounds with worship for the Creator. As the pinnacle of his creation, which we humans are, we are invited to join this symphony of praise, lifting our voices and instruments to honor the King of Kings. What are you waiting for? Get a pen and paper, write a hymn. Let's pray. Awesome God, we thank you for the gift of salvation and the boundless depths of your love. Help us to sing a new song to you, rejoicing in your wondrous work and proclaiming your goodness to the ends of the earth. Fill us with your Spirit that we may live lives of praise and worship, reflecting your glory to all whom we encounter. In Jesus' strong name we pray. Amen. Have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action, dear friends. How has God shown his love and faithfulness to you? Consider sharing your testimony with someone else, whether through words, music, or an act of kindness. Blow them away. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. This has blessed you, man. Blow this up. Share it with all you can. Thumbs up, like, subscribe, all of those things right there. Let's win the world for Jesus Christ. Amen.